For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. A section of the Superior Hiking Trail has reopened, and the 300-acre Crosby Fire near Tofty is contained after a week. Containment lines around the wildfire started by a lightning strike had reached 95% as of Wednesday, the last update provided by the Minnesota Interagency Fire Center. Favorable weather and the work of firefighters to put out hot spots contributed to the success of getting the fire under control in the George H. Crosby Manitou State Park. Trail users may still see ash from the fire and see or smell smoke, but authorities say this is not a cause for alarm and there is no need to call 911. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says he secured a preliminary injunction blocking an unprecedented demand from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The USDA told states to turn over personal and sensitive information about millions of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients. In a Thursday news release, Ellison says that despite the Trump administration's claims to the contrary, this demand is likely for the purposes of immigration enforcement. A coalition of 22 states filed a lawsuit against the administration in July, alleging the demand violates multiple federal laws and the U.S. Constitution. Applicants for the food assistance program provide their private information on the understanding that their information will not be used for unrelated purposes. The coalition argues this is backed by longstanding state and federal laws. The USDA has repeatedly threatened to withhold administrative funding for the program if states fail to comply. Minnesota receives roughly $1.4 billion to administer the program to over 400,000 Minnesotans. With the federal government shutdown ongoing, however, funds are expected to run out by the end of this month. The Carlton and Renshaw school districts will consolidate into one. The Cloquet Pine Journal reports both school boards voted in what amounted to be a near unanimous decision, with one member of the Renshaw school board voting against. Declining enrollment in both districts is prompting the decision, which otherwise might have forced them to consider dissolving their districts or being absorbed by another neighbor. Although the boards considered postponing the consolidation until 2027, ultimately they agreed for it to happen next year. Plans call for the newly consolidated district to pursue a referendum approval from voters shortly thereafter, as both districts are cash-strapped. For Carlton, there is more urgency to join forces. Carlton High School requires extensive repairs, so much so that the board plans to decommission the school. Governor Tim Walz announced the appointment of Nathan LeCursier as district court judge in Minnesota's 6th Judicial District on Friday. LeCursier will replace Judge Eric L. Hilden and will be chambered in Duluth in St. Louis County. Minnesota's 6th Judicial District encompasses Carlton, Cook, and Lake counties as well. Nathan LeCursier is a senior assistant county attorney in the St. Louis County Attorney's Office. He represents the county in a wide range of civil, labor, appellate, and real estate matters. He is also an assistant professor at the University of Minnesota Duluth, where he teaches constitutional law. Baxter city officials offered an official welcome to Amazon at its newly opened delivery station in the city's industrial park on Wednesday. The Brainerd Dispatch reports 3,000 packages a day are being delivered from the facility, with a goal to reach 10,000 by the end of the year. The 50,000 square foot Amazon delivery station opened in mid-September. Amazon says the distribution center was fueled by customer demand and should drop delivery times to 2 days. Jason Vangelis is the head of Central U.S. Expansion and Economic Development Policy. He told the Dispatch that the Brainerd Lakes area fits into Amazon's expansion in the state, which also includes Stuartville, North Mankato, Duluth, Grand Rapids, and Fergus Falls. The community is invited to the Indigenous and Community Health Fair in Park Rapids to learn more about community resources and participate in Indigenous traditions. The event is sponsored by Essentia Health and Youth Emergency Shelter and Supports. It includes resources for mental health, college preparation, nutrition, and more. Participants will learn more about Indigenous dancing, drumming, singing, and learning the craft of beading. The free event is noon to 5 p.m. Tuesday at the Park Rapids Armory Arts and Events Center. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.